Blog Talk Radio.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by, brought to you by, brought to you by RADI.
Man resides in the brightly lit realm he assumes to be reality.
Shut this
but
guy up.
There is, unperceived by most, a netherworld.
I know I'm
a place
truth.
Just as real, but not so clearly lit. An eerie side.
Who was that annoying man?
Good evening. Welcome to Eerie House Radio. I'm Dale Kay from Spook Show. I am accompanied by...
I think I am Dave Bick with the Weird and Truly Bad Movie and Spaceship One. And we are here with the lovely...
Oh, thank you so much. I forgot. No, I know who I am. I'm CW. So forget your cares and woes and stay with the show.
And don't forget greetings and felicitations.
Salutations and embarkations
and indentations. And we got
indentations is what I have in my head from falling down too often.
Yeah, or contusions. But we got CBS Radio Mystery Theater once again as we continue our weekend forgetting things.
Yeah.
Hi, Fogsbane. Hello, good old Bob. Thanks for dropping in live in the chat.
From the Spook Show.
I hear a recording.
I don't know what's going on here. We're being taken over.
Oh, we're being invaded electronically. Probably a Russian bot. Who knows? Yep. CBS Radio Mystery Theater tonight. Always good Saturday fare.
The horrible horror. It is I, guard the goal. Blip, blip.
But he's not here.
Ah.
I don't get it.
He's not.
Something strange is going on.
Yes, it is. I have to tell you, I've the goat just has a cold right now,
okay.
And so I was looking to see if we can bring him back.
Maybe
right
he ate
here?
Too much poison ivy.
Oh, that was wrong. There we go.
There we go. Feel better?
Goat stand-in.
I do.
Goat stand-in.
Feel better? I do.
I just trying to figure out why I'm getting... There we go.
Gotta
oh,
love
nope,
the goat.
That's in there. Okay. But, goat's batteries are wearing down. I went to get them today, and darn if I could find them. There's about, I didn't realize, but there were approximately 727,000 different sizes of batteries at that size.
Yeah,
and,
the button batteries? Yeah, there's billions of them.
Yeah. So for tonight, thanks to Fogs, we got... Thanks to Fogs.
That's right.
So.
The Fogsbane soundboard. Thank you, Fogs. Those are so cool. toys are fun. They are. We love you, brother. You are one inventive, creative, resourceful guy. I'll tell you what.
Yep.
And we are using our resources to bring you some classic old-time radio, this unforgettable tale called Ghost Talk. Who do we have starring in this today, Dave?
A gal who was only in... about three of these episodes, but She was big on actually in radio movies and in the television movies and stage, and that would be a good old Lenka Peterson. Good old Lenka Peterson. How could we forget Lenka Peterson? She in, was in three episodes, and this is another one that was written by actress and writer, actress and writer, Elspeth Ferry. So,
good old Elspeth again. She's back.
So she's back again tonight as writer. She occasionally shows up as an actor. She did a lot more acting in Suspense and even in Theater 5. But she did a lot more writing for this because actually writing paid a lot more per episode of Mystery Theater than acting did. So there you go.
I'll be darned. Well, thankfully they got some great writers. I am convinced that tonight's show will be wonderful and terrific.
And think about this one. You know, we've been forgetting things all weekend. This is about not being able to forget or trying to get someone to forget. And so that's kind of the premise of this episode tonight in Ghost Talk.
Well, it'll be an interesting weekend or a wrinkle on our weekend of forget.
And at my age, I'm getting to understand a lot of wrinkles.
Oh. I found a way to beat I found a way to beat wrinkles. Eat more. It's working for me.
Yeah, that stretches it out, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey,
gonna test this out one more time. I think I got it licked here. There we go.
Soon I won't be able to squeeze out of the house.
Yeah, I have to give up smoking then, Dale.
Spoil sport.
Gotcha.
Killjoy. Buzzkill.
Of course, you can always train your dog to go get them for you.
That's right. Just like Lassie, he'll be running out to the store. And
what?
He'll get.
Oh, they fell down the well? No, they're at the convenience store. Fetch.
Just got to throw a ball. That's all you got to do. Throw a ball. He goes after it.
And we always have a ball here on Erie House Radio.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And go ahead.
No, I was waiting for you. I forgot. Sorry.
So did I. Hopefully our memories will return by the end of part one of Ghost Talk from CBS Radio Mystery Theater. It was originally broadcast way, way back.
Episode number 207, January 17th of 1975.
It's 10:31. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents...
Go.
Welcome.
That's what I was waiting for.
I'm E.G. Marshall. Sit down. Anywhere you like. I have a small confession to make. I am crazy about ghosts, and I cannot for the life of me comprehend why anyone should be afraid of them. What, after all, what do ghosts do? They haunt, that's all. To haunt means to visit, to frequent. In short, to hang around. What's so scary about that? A hopeful lover hangs around a lot. If an inspiring lover or a wistful compatriot can hang around without inspiring fear, why not an anxious ghost?
Is it really you, Paul? Huh?
Yes, Melba. It is I. Don't cry, Melba.
I can't help it.
All right, dearest. Go ahead and cry.
Paul. Paul, tell. tell me something.
What?
Are you happy? Where you are?
I'm really sorry you asked me that, Melba. Our mystery drama, Ghost Talk, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Lenka Peterson and Elliot Reed. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. Ever been riding along in your car and hear a radio announcement asking you to go to your local hospital to make an emergency blood donation?
For donors with B-negative blood.
Happens every day.
Call that hospital immediately.
How come blood is in such short supply that emergency pleas have to be made? Because not enough people give blood. It's that simple. We know you're busy these days, but think, you're alive and well, too. And you could help others to be that way. Your easy donation of blood to Red Cross or any other volunteer blood bank actually helps a number of people. Because the blood you give is split up into various components, sometimes as many as five. It gives life to a whole lot of people. So don't wait for an emergency announcement before you call your local Red Cross blood bank. If you call now, there doesn't have to be a blood emergency.
Today's weather, sunny and mild, high near...
Yes, ghosts haunt places. Traditionally, they haunt large, decrepit mansions with long halls, extensive staircases, and musty attics. But these big old edifices have all disappeared from our landscape, and it is more than likely that the ghost of today has to restrict himself to one-bedroom apartments with bath, kitchenette, and dining area. Poor ghosts. Will they give up haunting altogether? Or will they do what we have done? Adjust.
Melba, you have my number?
Yes, Leonard.
Both at home and at the office. If there's anything I can do, Melba, anything at all.
I'll call you.
Bless you, my dear.
Oh, Paul. Where are you? Where? It's me. They've all gone. Leonard Whipple was the last to leave. I'm all alone. No! I'm not crying. I'm trying to be brave and calm and remember everything you told me. Leonard said to call him if I needed anything, but what does that mean? I need my husband. I need Paul. Oh, no, Irene, I couldn't go to the movies. No, I'll just sit here and think about Paul. All the beautiful memories. 22 years of beautiful memories. You know, Irene, I keep thinking all the time of what you said to me after the funeral. You said, Paul will never be really dead as long as he's remembered. I keep saying that over and over. Paul isn't really dead as long as he's remembered. I want to thank you, Irene, for that beautiful thought. It means everything to me.
Oh, Melba. Melba.
How goes it, Paul?
Well, hello. It's Bruce, isn't it? I'm new here. I haven't got everybody straight yet.
You never will. It doesn't matter. Yes, I am Bruce. Mind if I join you?
I wish you would.
You had a particularly beatific expression on your face just now as I was floating by.
I was thinking of my wife. My wife, Melba.
Yeah, why?
Why? Well, actually, because she was thinking of me. Remembering our wedding day, I was touched.
You're really very new here, aren't you?
Oh, yes, very.
At the start, everybody is either touched that they're remembered, apprehensive that they won't be, or furious that they're not.
Melba feels that no one is really dead as long as he's remembered.
Is that what you want to be? Not really dead?
It sounds nice.
Well, it isn't.
I don't know how you can say that.
Because I happen to know. From bitter personal experience. My sainted mother remembered me every day of her life after I died. Till the day she died and joined me here. Since her arrival, I'm happy to say, we've exchanged precisely 6 words. A while back, she had the grace to apologize. I'm sorry, son, I didn't understand. Those were the 6 words.
Sorry for what?
For remembering me.
What was she supposed to do?
Well, forget, for goodness sakes. I wouldn't expect her to forget immediately, of course. That would be unreasonable. But as soon as possible, put me out of her mind. My life on Earth was over.
I'm sure she meant well, your mother.
After you're here a while, you'll realize that everybody doesn't mean well, and quite often does a lot of harm.
But your mother loved you.
Then why not leave me alone to enjoy myself? Why wake up in the middle of the night to remember how handsome I looked the day I graduated from dental college? So inconsiderate.
Why was it inconsiderate?
Because, my dear fellow, if she kept it up long enough, I'd have to stop whatever I was doing and go visit her.
Visit her? How could you do that?
How? Well, the way it's always done. As a ghost, of course.
Irene? It's me. All right, I guess. Leonard was here. We sent out for Chinese food. He left about an hour ago. Oh, I'm just sitting here and remembering. I got out the old picture album to show Leonard. I don't think Leonard cares too much for travel. I wasn't sorry when he left. Looking at the snapshots and remembering the beautiful life I had with Paul, it seemed to bring him closer. Oh, I mean it, Irene. A couple of times, I felt as though he was right here in the room with me. Honestly.
Bruce. Oh, Bruce.
That you, Paul?
I had a terrible time finding you.
Well, now you have.
I asked everybody where you were, and nobody knew, and then Salome said, oh, he's probably out strolling among the stars. That's his favorite pastime. But I had no idea how many stars there are.
You still haven't any idea. Actually, neither have I, and I've been here heaven knows how long. So far, this is my favorite galaxy. But, of course, I haven't seen them all.
Has anyone, do you think?
Oh, I suppose he has.
He must have seen everything. Since the beginning of time.
And before that?
Yes.
What made you come looking for me? Something special?
Bruce, I can't get a moment to myself on account of Melba.
Your wife.
You know what she did. She got out an old snapshot album and started looking over all the pictures we took on our vacations, birthdays, Christmases.
Typical. They all do it.
The worst part is she showed all these pictures to a friend of mine. Of hers. Ours. Leonard Whipple. He couldn't have cared less.
She's really hanging on to you, isn't she?
It's very nice of her and all that, but it's terribly exciting for me being here. Everything's so completely different.
Oh,
there she goes again. Hear her?
Oh, Paul,
hear that?
Vaguely.
She just keeps after me and keeps after me.
Well, what
me.
About this Leonard Whipple?
Well, he's a very nice guy, but he's not going to hang around much longer if she makes him look at pictures of our honeymoon in the Grand Canyon.
Mm. You couldn't just ignore her, I suppose.
Well, she's my wife, and I love her. I mean, she was my wife, and I did love her. But now, things are different.
I'd say so.
Well, for goodness sake, look there. If it isn't him.
Him? You mean it? Really? Him?
I haven't seen him in eons.
I never have.
Sir, please.
Hmm?
No, yes, it's Bruce.
Yes. Am I right?
Yes, sir. And this is Paul. He's new.
I know. Hello, Paul.
I'm really thrilled to meet you, sir.
The galaxy is looking well, don't you think?
I love this galaxy, sir. You set it out so neatly.
Mm. There's one star I've been concerned about. I think it's beginning to twinkle out.
Sir, as long as we were so fortunate as to run into you like this, could we have your advice about something?
You know I dislike giving advice.
It's for me, sir. I don't know what to do about my wife.
Is she here?
Oh, no. She's with the living, on Earth.
Oh. And she's grieving. Well, that's to be expected. She'll stop after a while.
She doesn't show any signs of stopping. I was wondering if I shouldn't, you know, appear to her. Bruce says it's a simple procedure.
Well, you could do that, of course. I never thought very highly of that ghost business, so theatrical.
But if it'll make her feel better?
I suppose we do owe a measure of responsibility to the living.
You think I could go back for a short visit?
Well, you're free to do as you like. If I were to tell you what to do, you wouldn't be free anymore, would you?
Well, if you just tell me what you think.
No, I really can't do that. That would be tantamount to telling you what to do because of me being who I am. You see, you think I have all the answers. Everybody thinks so. Well, I don't. There are countless things I haven't found answers to. However, like everyone else, I keep trying. Now, I really have to go to see if that poor star is feeling any pain. You'll both excuse me?
He wasn't much help.
Well, that's his way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there she goes again.
Dear. Oh.
Bruce, I'm going to turn ghost and visit her.
At least you've made a decision.
How do I go about it?
Well, there are no hard and fast rules. Actually, not many of us do it. It's considered kind of freaky.
Freaky?
Look how many of us there are and how few of them. If we all took to ghost walking, we'd have them outnumbered trillions to one.
I don't care. I want to do it. I just need to know how.
Well, you can do it in the old-fashioned way. Clanking chains, winds whistling through the trees, moon behind black clouds and all that.
I don't think Melba would go for that.
Well, then there's the crying, sobbing type of ghost. Inconsolable weeping.
Since I don't feel particularly inconsolable.
Well, then there's the ghost that flits through the halls, appearing and disappearing. Now you see it, now you don't.
No, we don't have a hall, just a rather small foyer.
Mm.
Can't I just appear in some simple, straightforward way? Just say, here I am, dear.
You wouldn't want to start with one weird, uncanny shriek.
I wouldn't know how.
Or a sardonic laugh?
Well, what would I be laughing at?
Oh, life, death, anything in between. Well, if you don't want to do any of those things, things which he calls theatrical, then just appear.
That's more my style, I think.
But wrap a bit of vapor around you. After all, they need something to identify you by. And don't stay too long. And above all, don't let it depress you.
Why should it depress me?
You'll find out, my friend. You'll find out.
It never occurred to me that a visitation by a ghost could be depressing. Take now that well-known ghost of Hamlet's father, speaking spookily from the battlements at Elsinore. Of course, he didn't sound happy. How could he when his own brother had just killed him and promptly married his widow? You sounded angry, yes. Vengeful, yes. But depressed? No. And certainly not depressing. I'll return shortly with Act Two.
Inside you're free after all. You hear a freedom spirit like a wild bird call. Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all. Living free. Living free.
There's a long stretch of open road before you. You're at the controls of a Buick Century, a really fine mid-sized car. Comfort abounds. A sophisticated suspension system is smoothing the way. An underhood, a frugal V6 engine economically goes about its business. You're happy, you're free, and you're in a Buick.
Inside you're free. Inside you're free after all.
Did you know that more children die from being hit by automobiles and from any other cause? 10,000 pedestrians and cyclists are killed, and another 500,000 are injured in our country every year. And most of these casualties happen to children, especially after dark. There is something to keep your children safer after dark. A safety kit of hot dots reflective stick-ons that give off a blast of light. Drivers can see them from 600 feet away. Protect your children at night and on dark school mornings. Stick hot dots on bicycles, clothing, books, lunch boxes. Get your hot dots kit free at Northwest Federal Savings, one block west of Cicero Avenue on Irving Park Road, or in Des Plaines on Dempster Street, just east of the Tri-State Tollway. But hurry, our supply is limited. A message from Northwest Federal Savings to help keep your children safer after dark.
Got a weird little tale going on here from CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Little fun in the afterlife.
or trying to.
Yeah.
I had a little different answer to how to make my kids safe at night. I feed them extra hot dogs, and they'd be slowing down too much to go out to the street. That way they were safe.
That's right. And Melba has to quit grieving or she'll be toast.
Yeah, Melba, that's right, because there's nothing worse than Melba toast.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Ah, boy. And it's not going to get any funnier. So.
Thank goodness we have the wheel.
Yes. And no Gar. He's probably getting all ready for Horrible Horror Studying. Gar the Ghoul.
Yep. Looking forward to tuning on to that. After I tune off of here, I usually go over there and spend my time with our good brother, Gar, on Horrible Horror Starring Gar the Ghoul.
That's at 8 o'clock as soon as we wrap it up here. Yep.
Oh, this is an interesting tack they're taking. Usually...
It is.
You want to be remembered, but the ghosts are pretty much telling people to kiss off.
Yeah. leave me alone. I was having fun being dead.
Yeah.
It certainly is a different take on it, and it makes it interesting in this Elspetheric tale here tonight.
It does.
I never quite thought of it the way that she does here.
I'm a little suspicious. Yeah. Why are you enjoying being dead so much? What kind of mischief are you fellas up to?
Yeah.
Well, they have
They
have free will. We could get in a lot of trouble up there, Dale. If we make it up there, but yeah.
Yeah, there's
I'm going to need a lot of help. I'm going to need a lot of help myself.
Yeah, I'm going to need a map and a disguise.
More like a GPS system. More like a GPS system, actually.
So,
but
that means when I go, I hope that I'll be able to take my Groucho Marx glasses and mustache, so no one will recognize me.
Oh, don't forget your rubber chicken.
Oh yes, I still have mine from Gar.
I have my therapy chicken right here. So
therapy chicken.
therapy chicken.
Yep.
You've heard of therapy. You've heard of therapy dogs and therapy animals. This is my therapy chicken.
That's how I've helped. That's how I've kept them from having me get called back to the office so far. I keep telling them, "Oh, that's fine, but I need my therapy tarantula."
Yeah. And so, and that's working so far. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, their legal team is worrying that one over.
Oh yeah, they're hashing that one over. I can hear the people who spent 4-8 years in law school going over and over and over. I went to Harvard for this. Oh my!
And Dale, you can tell him he's very friendly and very seldom escapes from his little cage.
Very seldom, and he's very cuddly. Very cuddly.
Cuddly. He loves to just crawl right up in your lap.
He's an equal opportunity hugger. If you've never been hugged by a tarantula, well, you should.
Oh, yeah. And I bet its favorite movie is Mr. William Shatner's Kingdom of the Spiders.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah. Get a little tear in the eyes. In the eyes.
A classic. Is that the one that also... No, I'm thinking of a different movie. The one that had the skipper. That was a different low-budget movie.
No, that was Gilligan's Island. No, I'm sorry.
No, the skipper was...
Oh, you're thinking of the other... I know the spider movie you're talking about. It's,
yeah, it's a different
meteors.
Spider movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's meteors that come down to Earth.
Something like that.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about with Al Hale Jr.
Yep. Not his best work, little buddy.
No. Interesting trope, though. Interesting, but, yeah, not his best work. It's still better than Manos, the Hands of Fate. If you want the lowest bar you can get.
That's probably it.
It just about.
Yeah. That doesn't even deserve the label public domain.
Perhaps public health.
It legitimizes it too much.
Shall we say more in the kin of public health hazard, perchance?
Yeah, there you go. That would be a far more apt description of that jewel.
Yeah. Warning, Manos, the Hands of Fate. If for anyone with a sensitive stomach or any sense at all, please avert your vision.
Avert your vision, cover your stomach. It's going to be a rough one. Yep. And with all those happy thoughts in mind, let us continue with this ghost talk business. Find out what else can happen to Miss Toast.
Our moribund hero Paul has decided to return to Earth as a ghost and haunt the three-room apartment where he once lived with his wife, Melba. He has simply draped what remains of him in a shred of celestial vapor. And now, as he gazes through the living room window of what used to be his own 10th-floor apartment, he can scarcely be distinguished from the melting moonlight that floods the room inside.
Nothing's changed. She hasn't changed a thing.
Let's take our coffee into the living room, Leonard.
Good idea.
I think I picked the wrong time.
Bring in that plate of cookies, will you?
Right.
Not those same old oatmeal things.
I've always been crazy about oatmeal cookies.
They were Paul's favorites. Set them down there.
Mm-hmm.
Cream in your coffee? Sugar?
Black, please. No sugar.
That's the way Paul took his. His after-dinner coffee in the morning, cream and sugar, yes, but after dinner, nothing.
Is that so?
And milk in his tea.
You don't say.
That's the English way, you know, milk and tea.
I didn't know Paul was English.
He wasn't.
Oh, I see.
Oh, way back, 5-6 generations, he was English, but...
I myself was born in Wales.
Is that so? Oh, well, that's near England.
Richard Burton is Welsh, you know.
For goodness sakes.
Well, didn't you know that?
The last movie Paul and I saw together had Richard Burton in it. I wanted to show you something fascinating. Paul's World War II uniform. I've saved it all these years.
No, I don't. Not tonight.
And his captain's bars.
Some other time. I've really got to be moving on.
Oh, if you really have to.
Such a beautiful night. I think I'll walk home.
Yes, a beautiful night. Oh, just look at the moonlight streaming through that window.
Care to walk a ways with me? In the moonlight?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Leonard. I have a lot of things to do here.
Yeah, well, if there's anything you need, you have my number.
Yes.
At home and at the office. Good night, Melba. Thanks for dinner.
Thank you for bringing all that fried chicken.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Good night.
Good night, Leonard. Oh, Paul. Dear Paul. I need you, Paul.
Melba.
Oh, I need you so.
I'm right here.
What was that?
I said, I'm here.
Paul?
Yes. Me. Paul.
But where?
By the window, dear.
I can't see you.
I'll step inside. That'll be better.
Oh, I see. I see something.
You see me. I dare say I've changed somewhat.
Oh, can that be you?
It is. I.
Really, you?
Well, fairly really. Everything considered, as real as I can get.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Believe it, Melba.
Oh, Paul.
How are you?
Oh, never mind about me. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Really? All right?
Everything considered. Everything considered, I'm better than all right.
Paul, tell me. Are you happy?
Happy?
I must know. Are you happy?
I'm sorry you asked me that question.
Why should you be sorry?
Happy just isn't a word we use.
Why not?
Because it doesn't mean much once you've died.
Oh, Paul, you're not saying you're unhappy.
No, I'm not saying that.
Then what are you saying?
Look, Melba, I didn't really come here to talk about me. What about you?
Well, naturally, I'm not happy.
Why not?
Without you?
What about Leonard Whipple?
Oh, him.
What's the matter with Leonard?
Oh, nothing's the matter with him. He's just not you.
Well, I'm not me either. Not the way I was before I...
Oh, but I remember you the way you were. And as long as I remember...
Melba, honey, I don't even remember me the way I was.
You don't?
Not very well.
You remember me, don't you?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, you were my wife.
I'm still your wife.
Not exactly.
There'll never be anyone for me but you. Never, I swear it.
Please, Melba.
We are man and wife forever, for eternity. And now that I know you can return to me, not in the flesh perhaps, but even like this. It's strange. It's weird, but it's enough for me. I can live on as your wife and on till I join you.
Melba, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I knew you could never really die as long as I remembered you. And you see, here you are, living on. Hello, Irene. Me. Guess what? You'll never guess. Paul was here. Yes. Yes, yes. Right here in this living room. All right, then his ghost, whatever. Well, he looked different. Yes, sort of steamy. Kind of like a street light on a foggy night. But I knew it was Paul, all right. His voice and the things he said and the way he called me Melba, dear. Well, he didn't say too much. I asked him, was he happy? Because naturally I wanted to know, but he wouldn't say. He wouldn't say he wasn't unhappy either. Isn't that weird? He wanted to know about me. Am I happy? Isn't that sweet? And he asked about Leonard Whipple. Imagine him knowing I've been seeing Leonard off and on. Of course, I told him Leonard doesn't mean a thing to me, that there could never be anyone else for me. I said, Paul, we are man and wife for eternity. I said, you can never truly die, Paul, as long as I remember you. And then, you know what, Irene? There was this big, great big noise, a crash sort of. Not like thunder, more like music, like a chord out of Beethoven or somebody. And all of a sudden, he was gone. But he'll be back. Like you said, no one is really dead as long as he's remembered.
Sir. Oh, sir. May I speak with you?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, it's Paul, isn't it?
Sir, could I have just a moment of your time?
I have all the time in the world. I have all the time there is. Well, I don't quite know how much time there is, but I do know I have all of it. Does that star look all right to you? Well,
I wouldn't know. I don't quite know how a star is supposed to look. Please, sir, may
Oh, yes, of course. You want to talk to me. What about?
I've been back to the Earth. My wife kept calling me. You said we owed some responsibility to the living,
did
so
I say that?
Yes, sir, you did.
Hmm. I wonder if I was right about that. These Earth trips can be very upsetting.
Mine was. My wife wanted to know, am I happy?
They're all so preoccupied with happiness, aren't they?
I didn't know what to say to her. I couldn't answer her. This woman I'd been married to for half my life, I couldn't talk to her. It was as though we were living in two different worlds.
Well?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Still, shouldn't I have been able to answer her?
Well, what could you have said?
Well, that happy is a word that doesn't mean anything anymore. Happy is nothing without unhappy. The way pleasure is nothing without pain. The way health is nothing without illness. Euphoria is nothing without depression. Oh, you know what I mean, sir.
I do know, yes.
It's ridiculous to say I'm happy when I'm never unhappy. What I am is...
What you are is... What?
What I am is... Free.
Yes.
I'm free. I'm Paul... And I'm free. And I'm free to be Paul, no more, no less than me. Me, Paul. Sir, why couldn't I be free like that before?
Oh, dear, I ask myself that same question all the time. The only answer is I miscalculated somewhere. And I did give those people the power to think, to reason, to... figure out the sensible way to do things. Why don't they use what I gave them? Why leave everything up to me? Theirs isn't the only planet in the universe, you know. I do have other things to look after, but the way they call out to me, they want me to do everything. Well, it's not right. It really is not right.
No, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Well... What's done is done. They'll just have to muddle through the best way they can. Now, about your wife. Melba, is it?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Tell you what. Why don't you talk to Bruce about it? You two seem to get along so well. Yes. Talk to Bruce. Now, excuse me, will you? I really do have to go take a look at that poor star.
He just wasn't any help at all.
Now, you listen, Paul. Suppose you had invented the greatest machine imaginable. One that would do, practically anything you can think of.
How would you like it if somebody came running to you every time a bolt got loose and asked you to tighten it?
But, Bruce, Melba says she's going to go on remembering me forever. We'll be man and wife forever, till she joins me here, and then we'll still be man and wife.
Maybe once she gets here, she'll change her mind.
But she's only 42. She'll be remembering me for years and years and calling for me, and I'll have to put on that vapor stuff and haunt the apartment. And Bruce, it's so hard to carry on a conversation with her now. It didn't used to be, but now...
Well, you couldn't just ignore her.
I love her, Bruce.
Do you?
Well, I did. For a very long time, right up to the moment I died. My last words were, "I love you, Melba." At least, that's what I meant to say. I know I had it in my mind to say that, but I'm not positive I ever got around to saying it. Anyway, I can't just brush her off.
My. You do have a conscience, don't you?
Well, I hope so.
It's a very fine thing to have, of course, but sometimes... Look, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Get married.
Married? To Melba?
No, not to Melba, you idiot. How could you marry Melba? She's there and you're here. Some marriage that would be.
But then whom would I marry?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, Paul. The place is full of women. Have you ever seen Helen?
Helen who?
Helen of Troy, they call her. Actually, I've never met her myself, but from what they tell me...
Marriages are made in heaven, so it's been said. There are those who consider this a profoundly true observation, while others think it one of the silliest statements ever made. I myself have no opinion, at least none that I care to express here. But no one, so far as I know, has ever claimed that people actually get married in heaven. I'll be back shortly with Act Three. That's the question when you catch the common cold. Sneezing, drips, congestion. Then take 12-hour contact. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. The Tiny Time pills do it. Both the others contain things for aches and fever. The liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice. Give your cold to contact. 6301. Take contact. Only as directed.
Hi, Mal Belairs here, speaking for your local Culligan man. I'd like to put the record straight on a popular misconception. Lake Michigan water is not soft. According to a U.S. Department of Interior water study, only water containing less than 3.5 grains of hardness per gallon is classified as soft water. By comparison, Lake Michigan water contains about 8 grains of hardness per gallon, and that is a big difference. Now, what does this mean to you? Simply this. Soft water, truly soft water, provides you and your loved ones with so many outstanding benefits that you owe it to your family to at least see a comparison of the difference right in your own home. And there is no cost or obligation. I assure you, whether you have Lake Michigan water or other than Lake Michigan water, you'll be astounded. But prove it to yourself. Pick up the phone and say,
"Hey, call your man!"
This is WBBM Chicago, News Radio 78.
I was waiting for the "Hey Culligan Man" lady. I knew she'd come through.
Culligan Man.
Yep. That was an old commercial from the... Oh, God. I think I first heard that maybe even the 60s or the 70s.
Probably in the 60s, yeah. Probably goes back to that.
It was way back. Way back when. I always thought that was a local thing. Apparently not.
No, Culligan's all over the place. It's I'm not sure whether it's a single company or a franchise type thing.
Yeah. But there you have it.
Things get more complicated as we go in the story, do they not?
What do you think of their interpretation of the afterlife? We may have lost her.
We may have. We see her there. Her mic is on, but we may have lost her, yes.
We CW with, which is a horrible thing to be. Absolutely horrible.
But so anyway, it is a unique thing.
I'm here.
God's just floating around worried. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Sorry about that. Yep,
there you go.
I was at the store picking up a few little things. But as for my opinion on, first of all, he's getting remarried. How rude. How dare you?
Helen of Troy.
I should be your,
one
Helen of Troy. I mean, come on. Aren't we going a tad over the top?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't they have gone for, you know, Ethel Barrymore, someone who's sensible and
No, I wouldn't go for Ethel Barrymore either. No.
Yeah, no.
Helen of Troy, my goodness. Why not Cleopatra? Go for it.
There you go. Now you're talking. Now you've got my interest. Bad boy, Abbott.
You're bad boy. Bad. There's always Jane Mansfield,
but then, you know, there's no head there attached. So, you know.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. she had time to say anything at all.
Yeah, it'd be interesting trying to get a bigamy suit up there. I mean, I don't know. Unless it specifically said till death do us apart, because not all of those vows include that one.
Do they not? I always thought they did.
Well, if you write your own vows, or it says et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, somehow, or some people just say, well, that means when we're both dead, not just you, you're stuck with me, mister.
I heard the Jack the Ripper insisted that being all of his vows.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Ooh. Too soon.
Ah.
Too soon, was it? Okay.
Too soon. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. But, yes, I am seriously enjoying this. This is a very unique tack on this. As I said previously, it's always the ghost, the spirit wants to be remembered. It wants to be remembered, even when it's gone on into the afterworld. But now we're being told again, you know?
No, man, it's a party.
Yeah. Oh, and he's
it
going on
party.
All those same
I hope
old
it would
oat.
Be.
The same old oatmeal cookies. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oatmeal cookies. Okay.
Yeah. Now that's complaining about, you know, she served meatloaf. I said, oh, no, that dried out meatloaf. He would have died sooner if he said that to her face when he was still alive and kicking.
That's right. Hey, don't call him a dried out meatloaf. That's not nice. Can't help it what you look like after you're dead. You know, it's good.
Yeah, that's true. So true.
I mean, come on.
So what, he's now going to try and, well, we'll see what he's going to try and do, but I don't know. I think Helen of Troy, I mean, this one had kings and princes and deities running after her. Is she really going to put up with him? I mean, seriously? That's
never
like
know.
Living on Filet Mignon.
His wife can't forget him, maybe Helena Troy wouldn't either. Who knows? Maybe he's an unforgettable guy. He's an unforgettable guy. Although he does seem like he's rather forgettable to me, but oh well.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll never forget good old what's his name.
Yeah. Mr. Who's it? What a guy. What a guy.
What a guy.
And that fella, whatchamacallit? Whoa. Boy. Boy, he always has a place in my heart.
Boy, if I would have known heaven was going to be that much fun, I would have acted nicer. But there you go.
Yeah. But I am literally chomping at the bit to find out the rest of the story of Mr. Paul Harvey.
Dan, we don't want CW to ruin her teeth, so you better come on with Act 3.
Yes,
what?
Please. My parents have a lot of money.
Okay, then we will wrap up our ghost talk from CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Go!
Melba was a wonderful wife to Paul. But as his widow, she leaves something to be desired. Two things. She won't stop desiring him, and she won't leave him alone. In his desperation, Paul has gone to his kindred spirit, Bruce, for help. The only advice Bruce could offer was for Paul to marry again. Not his earthly wife, Melba, but one of the heavenly creatures who, like Paul, expect to live on forever in whatever place it is they live on forever in.
You definitely burned yourself out, little one. Too bad.
Sir? Oh, sir.
Now, look, Paul, this dear little star has burned itself out. Well, I knew it wouldn't be long.
Sir, I did what you told me to. I talked to Bruce about my problem, and you know what he said? He said get married.
Married?
He said the only way to make Melba forget me is for me to get married to someone else. Someone here.
Where else?
What do you think of the idea?
Why do you keep asking me what I think? Can't you ever think for yourself?
Well, I just thought...
No, you didn't. You came running to me like all the others. I'm getting tired of it.
Well, if you could give me a little advice...
I gave you a little advice. I said talk to Bruce. You talked to Bruce and he told you what he thought you should do. Now, either do it or don't do it.
Is it all right?
Is what all right?
To get married. Here.
Paul, the essence of this place is perfect freedom to do as you choose. It might work out, it might not. But that's true of everything, isn't it? It's certainly true of everything I do.
Do many people get married here?
Well, I don't know. I do know they don't come running to me to ask, is it all right?
Bruce mentioned someone called Helen. Helen of Troy?
Are you asking me to pick a wife for you? Now, what else do you want me to do? Tie your shoelaces? Help you with your arithmetic? Don't you people ever grow up?
I'm sorry, sir.
I don't care about your being sorry. That's too easy. I care about your achieving some measure of maturity. A bit of independence, a little simple sense. Is that asking too much? Tell me, is that really asking too much?
Oh, sir, I...
Sometimes I feel like giving up on the whole human race.
You're not going to cry, are you, sir?
Why not? Who has better reason to cry than I have?
Nobody, I guess.
However, we must all carry on, mustn't we? Never give up. That's my motto. Because if I gave up...
Don't say it, sir. Please, don't say it.
No. No, I won't say it. I wouldn't be so cruel, no matter how provoked. Now, Paul, I really must go tend to that poor little star who, believe me, needs my help more than you do.
Irene, it's me.
Oh, just sitting around. Leonard asked me to go to that new steak place with him, but I said no. I didn't feel like it, that's why. Don't be silly. I like Leonard. He's a very nice man, but... You know, there's a beautiful moon out tonight, and I thought maybe... Oh, for heaven's sakes, what's that? Well, there was a terrible clanking noise just now and scared me to death. Oh, how could it be the radiator? The heat's not turned on yet. Is there a storm coming up or something? That whistling sound, can't you hear it? Like a terrible wind. Maybe a hurricane. What do you mean you don't hear anything? But there goes the moon. It must be a hurricane. I mean, the moonlights have stopped shining. How can it be shining where you are and not here? Oh, now it's shining here, too. Irene, are you there? Are you crying about something? I thought you were. No reason, I just thought I heard... Well, I heard somebody crying. More than crying, really sobbing. Oh, my goodness. Something just ran through the room. How do I know what? It disappeared into the kitchen. Irene, there's something here in the kitchen. It's laughing, terrible laughing. It couldn't be Paul because it couldn't be. Paul doesn't behave that way. He just comes to the window and says, "Here I am, Melba, dear." It couldn't be Paul.
"Here I am, Melba, dear."
He just said it. "Here I am, Melba, dear."
"Melba, I am here."
Irene, I'm going to hang up. I've got to find out if it's Paul. And if it is Paul, I've got to know why he's behaving so peculiarly. No, don't come over. You might scare him away. I mean, after all, I'm used to these things, and you're not. Bye, Irene.
Hello, Melba.
Paul, is it you?
No, it's not Paul. Don't be frightened. I'm Bruce.
Bruce? Who? I don't know any Bruce.
I'm Paul's new friend. His best friend, actually.
But why are you here? Why isn't Paul here?
He couldn't make it tonight.
Why not? Nothing's happened to him, has it?
What could happen?
Nothing, I suppose. Everything's already happened.
Precisely.
Well, then why isn't he here? I've thought about him and thought about him every single day and every time I woke up during the night. I've been over every moment of every day of every year we had together.
That's just him.
And I'm just about to start over at the beginning.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not? He's not really dead as long as I remember him.
He's not really alive either, is he?
Well, no, but...
Melba, you're wearing him out with all this remembering.
Wearing him out?
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth. It's very tiring, Melba.
You mean he'd rather just stay where he is?
I think so.
Oh, nobody wants to be dead and forgotten.
Wait till it's your turn.
I certainly don't want to be.
Wait, you'll find out.
Nobody wants to be dead and forgotten.
That's because they haven't tried it yet.
You mean to tell me that Paul wants to be forgotten? By me?
If you think you could manage it.
Forget 22 beautiful years? Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly.
What about having 22 more beautiful years with somebody else?
Like who?
Well, I've heard nice things about a certain Leonard Whipple.
Leonard Whipple?
I've heard he's very devoted to you.
But Leonard's not Paul. Leonard could never be Paul.
But he could be Leonard, couldn't he? If you'd let him.
Well, Paul is the only man for me. Always was, always will be, and that is that.
Oh, Melba, Melba.
Why do you say, "Oh, Melba, Melba," like that?
Because you forced me to tell you something I really have no right to tell you.
What? What is it?
Hardly anybody knows about it. Just me. And Paul, of course.
What is it?
I shouldn't repeat it. No. My lips are sealed. It's too private.
Does it concern Paul? Is it about Paul?
You won't mention it to a living soul?
I won't mention it to anybody. What is it?
Paul is getting married again.
Paul is getting married again?
Yes.
Who to?
I think her name is Helen.
Is she pretty?
I've never met her, but I hear she is very pretty.
Young?
I believe so.
Oh, how could he? How could he?
That's life, Melba.
Life? Paul's not alive.
True, but you are, Melba.
Yes, I am.
Make the most of it. That's my advice to you.
Thank you, Bruce, for telling me what you told me. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
I don't suppose Paul would ever have told me himself.
Oh, eventually he would have.
Maybe. Maybe not. Well, if you see him, tell him I hope he's very happy with his Helen.
I'll tell him. Nice to have met you, Melba.
Very nice to have met you, too, Bruce. Are you still sitting down or standing up? I can't quite tell.
Does it really matter?
Well, I'd just like to, I don't know, shake your hand or something.
Not necessary. Not necessary at all.
I could see you to the door.
No, let's just park this way. A fond adieu to you, Melba.
A fond... Oh. He's gone. Just disappeared. Well, that's the way with ghosts. Oh. Who needs ghosts anyway? With all their comings and goings and the way they talk, who can understand them? Hello, Irene? Irene, you are absolutely not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. You simply will not believe it.
Bruce. Bruce, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you. Even Salome didn't know where you were. Where were you?
I went to see your wife.
Melba? What for?
To tell her you were getting married.
Bruce, you had no right to do that.
Here, we do as we choose. He told you that.
How did she take it?
Shocked, of course. Hurt. What you'd expect.
You could have told me you were going to tell her.
I knew you wouldn't let me.
I wouldn't have. For one very good reason. It's not true.
What's not true?
That I'm getting married.
You changed your mind?
Not exactly. I asked Helen.
Yes?
She said absolutely not. She says she's not the marrying type.
But you didn't stop right there, did you? There are others.
I asked Catherine. I can't pronounce her last name. She used to be an empress in Russia. She laughed, fit to kill. And so did Amy and Louise and Marie. Even Salome laughed at me.
Are you upset?
Well, nobody likes to be laughed at. Yes, I'm upset. But on the other hand, I'm relieved, too. Bruce, I really don't want to get married.
I never thought you did.
Everything's so nice here, so free and sort of uninhibited. So peaceful.
Leonard, it's Melba. You don't mind my calling you at your office, do you? Oh, that's good. How was the new steak place? You didn't go? On account of me, you didn't go? Well, I must say, Leonard, I spent the evening doing various things. Things that really needed to be done. Like, I got all Paul's clothes together and packed them in boxes. Tomorrow, I'll send them to some deserving charity. Listen, Leonard, I was thinking, as long as you didn't go to that steak place, why don't you come over here tonight and I'll cook you the best steak you ever tasted? And hash brown potatoes. Would you like that? Ah, oh, good. Well, come early, and we'll have a martini first.
Well, good for Melba. Good for Leonard. And good for Bruce. And for Paul, too. Good for everybody who faces up to a problem and solves it the best way possible. The solution may not be a perfect one. Solutions seldom are. But at the very least, they are an attempt to use the sense we were born with. And that's all God asks of any of us. I'll be back shortly.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
You do realize, don't you, that the story I've just brought you was all pure fantasy. I don't know any more than you do what happens to us once we have resigned this terrestrial life, and you know as little as I do. Unless, of course, you are a ghost. Oh, if you are, I wish you'd get in touch with me. I have gobs and gobs of things I'm dying to ask you, for one thing, are you happy? Our cast included Lenka Peterson, Elliot Reed, Robert Dryden, and Gordon Gould. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Not there! For God's sake, Charles! Why not? That's the haunted villa. You? Superstitious? How about that place? Anyway, it's boarded up. Has been for years. But there's the house now. Maybe we can find some shelter. Oh, statue. There is the house. The light can hit it.
I can't look. It's as bright as molten steel.
It's gone. Melted. It's never been.
Let's get out of here, Charles. I could swear I saw that thing jump and run into the house.
Oh, dear.
Maybe it's on fire.
Don't be silly. It's lamplight. Door is open.
Welcome, stranger. Come, this is the night to be abroad. Welcome to the Villa di Despair, the House of Despair.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is WBBM Chicago, News Radio 78, the time 11:23. Hazardous driving warnings up for Chicago and vicinity tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Snow ending after accumulation of about an inch.
WBBM.
Yeah, well, not quite the way they announced it, but it could work that way.
I don't know if that's...
Wow, I enjoyed that one. That was really, really good.
It was. It was different, it was weird, and that's what made it good, I think.
Yes.
Yep. And yet, we could still learn something from that, perhaps.
Yeah,
maybe even in verse. Maybe even in verse.
Uh-oh. I can't wait. Eerie House Radio poetically presents a garlic moral of the story.
When at last your time has come, as you float away, And then your wife remembers you and causes you to stay. Just go back and visit her, and then you haunt her home, and then you get a restraining order to make her leave you alone. There you go.
I like it.
Ta-da!
I like it. Thank you.
Thank
you. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
How the heck do you even know about him? You're not old enough to remember him.
Know about whom? Oh, about Wilk?
Yeah.
Hey, he's still on. He's on PBS now.
Yeah. He's on formaldehyde.
Yeah. And now we'll take it to the champagne lady.
There you go.
I think she had a little too much champagne there.
There's no such
thing. The champagne lady is on the fainting couch. Wonderful.
Is there such a thing as too much champagne? Is that possible? Is that a real thing?
I don't know. I've never been there myself, so I couldn't tell you.
Nor I.
Not a champagne imbiber, are you?
Well, never beyond champagne-ness, no.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I've never partaken of champagne myself.
I tried it a few times. Didn't care for it very much. But I do not have an educated palate.
Ah, see, you need to stick with that sparkling Catawba juice.
Yeah. From West Catawba. From Catawba Island, no less.
From Catawba Island. That's where that grape comes from, I believe.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I had some good experiences out in those islands as a disc jockey. One was a marathon. Oh, my God. I never played so many hours in a row in my life. It was like 9 or 10 hours. It was nine or ten hours. Yeah. And they gave me a cabana to crash in afterwards, so I didn't have to drive all the way back to the land of Cleves, all over tires and stuff. So that was fun. It was cool. The very next year, it collapsed. It was the Lon's Winery, Dave. It was the year before it collapsed.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I weakened it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have too much music. Yep.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, yeah.
I weakened it.
There you go.
Yeah. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Do we have time to perhaps spin the wheel for a tune or two, perchance?
Well, would you prefer a tune or a wheel?
Ooh.
We're really giving you the choice tonight.
My goodness. Just a smorgasbord. How about a toe-tapping tune tonight?
All right. Let's see.
All right. Well, I got paid, so here's a wooden nickel, Dale.
Oh, you're going to spring for it this time, Dave?
I will.
Ooh.
I will. I got paid.
All right. Pop it in the slot, and we'll fire it up.
All right, here it goes.
And here, boys, is a song a lot of you asked me to sing. Hit it, Martin. When the wind starts blowing and the snow is starting to fall, then my eyes turn west to knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going, even now I'm starting to fall. California, here I come, right back where I started from. When flowers bloom in the spring, each morning at dawning birdies sing, and everything the sun kissed me said, don't be late, that's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate, California, here I come, California.
spring. This morning, at dawning, the birdies sing and everything got done. Yes, 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 don't be late. Open up, open up, that golden gate, California, here I come.
When I'm gone, super.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Lovers, the dashing three cadets.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all, is my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Al Jolson and then Sammy Kay.
Swing and Swing with Sammy Kay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps Sammy Kay knew something about this. Falls right into the trope of forgetting someone when they kick off that mortal coil.
Yep. But you shouldn't talk about them, right?
Yep.
Fits right in.
Some cultures believe it is ill to speak of the dead.
Oh, yeah. So tell them off. So everyone, tell them off while you can, while they're alive and kicking.
That's right, as you should. Bury the hatchet now before it's too late. Show me your skull. I'll bury that. No.
There you go.
That's why Dale's always seen carrying a shovel along.
I'll be shoveling off. Yep, yep.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
But before you shovel off for tonight, you have to tell us what's happening next week here on Erie House Radio, Dale.
A thing. We're folding up the tent. No, we're not. We're, we're getting sick, man. A plague upon us. A plague upon us
plague
has
upon
been
released.
A plague upon us it shall be, with stories about illnesses, the worst kind. And we got our own little plague doctor with us today. Escape, the Scarlet Plague, Captain Star of Space. Ooh, is that a first for Erie House? I think it is.
I believe Captain that's a first.
Captain Star.
That's
wow.
Of Space with the American Plague and Weird Circle. Good. Oh, we haven't had Weird Circle in a while. The Great Plague.
Ooh.
And Saturday, CBS Radio Mystery Theater returns once again for not the first, not the second, not the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. Nay, not the seventh, eighth, ninth, or even the tenth. But the 11th plague is the name of the story.
Wow.
Could you tell I was trying
they
to kill
11...
a little time there?
Yep. Yeah, wow, they had to have 11 plagues to make it work, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Go for it. So,
Absolutely.
And everyone who's celebrating Mardi Gras stuff, Fat Tuesday and all that bit of business, happy Mardi Gras and et cetera, et cetera.
Has that started already?
I believe
starts on Tuesday.
So.
Tuesday,
oh,
yeah. Yep.
This coming Tuesday.
There's some Fat Tuesday music. All right.
All right.
If you're in Parma.
My case, I enjoy Fat Tuesday every Tuesday, as well as Monday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday.
Ad infinitum. That's Latin.
Ad infinitum.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't mind actually learning Latin because it's an archaic language.
Because it's a dead language? Okay.
Yes. Only doctors and priests use it, you know?
Yeah. You can watch The Exorcist. They have some Latin they're spouting there.
Yeah. I'll bet some of those words weren't too nice either. Your mother sewed socks that smell.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Something like that.
Something akin to that.
I was 13 years old when that movie came out, and some crazy adult bought me the ticket because you had to be accompanied by an adult if you were 13. And
okay.
I watched it all by myself in the theater, man, and it was like, whoa. It blew my little 13-year-old mind.
Made you the man you are today, Dale.
Yeah, well, it was contributing.
Hello.
Yeah.
Excuse me, guys. I'm checking out at the store.
Yeah, I'm I'm just planning my defense should it become necessary. My legal defense.
Yep.
There you go.
I blame it all on my parents for taking me to see The Exorcist.
You know what?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I'm a little I lost it. I'm a little mad at Vince. I mean, he keeps forgetting CW, and I'm looking for a different outro. I'm looking for a different outro here, and I'm not finding it.
I've been looking for a different place where I can hear him say them, Vincent Price say them, and slide that in there, you know?
Yes.
There's no enough of me and them, but I haven't found it yet.
Mm.
So if you happen to know where Vincent Price says them, private message me, and we'll fix that right up.
Very few people know this, but he never, ever, ever in his entire life uttered the word them.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
I'm here!
When
Damn
next
it.
We meet
yes.
in Frankenstone.
I just finished the shopping.
Don't come alone.
I'm a multitasker, Vincent.
And you dig it?
Yes, it was all about dreams.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
It was a fine thing. It was a fine thing.
Yeah.
Now, if it was all bad dreams, does that mean we have to do this show over again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Repeat
right,
it.
You don't forget. It was definitely
not a dream then. Definitely not
this
a dream.
This is your version of hell.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's like, I'll take it.
It's like Groundhog Day. You have to live it over and over.
Oh, man.
And over. Well.
And the same episode.
Oh,
my only answer to that is yeah! Yep.
Oh, that hurts so good. No, I was trying to find my Erie House outro, Erie Limits outro. I was gonna punish Vince for his naughtiness, but I ran out of time and I had to use Vince as a backup. And the timing was pretty good. Two nights in a row.
I can't believe he never said the word then.
Ugh. No, not in his entire his career, both professional and personally. Ask Victoria. She will confirm that.
Yeah. I guess I can understand that. I guess.
Never, ever uttered the word them.
Well... You know, that's why he makes the big bucks.
He should have been in the giant ant movie. He would have had to.
Oh, yeah.
He would have had to, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's them.
The little girl they found wandering in the desert sure said it a few times.
Them.
Yep. But, of course,
yeah.
Other things were said in that movie, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Yes, the professor. Oh, there you go.
That could be one of my favorite sound bites of all time.
Make me a size of Jackson food.
It's not just a sound bite; it's a mantra.
All right, everyone, get into the lotus position and say the following.
Yes.
Make me a size of Jackson food.
Ah, yes, home. There you are. You're finding your center.
Somebody made a ridiculous video using that soundbite on YouTube. Just search Make Me a Sergeant Charge of the Booze. It's like this most ridiculous, drunken, fantasy, stupid thing I've ever seen in my life. But it's funny yet. Not
incredible.
Worth a... Well,
you know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to look up real quick here. I had in here because we used to have two seasons in Ohio. It used to be winter in construction.
Yes.
Now, I guess due to global warming, there are actually 12 seasons here in Ohio. Did you know that? There are.
Oh, yeah? What are they now?
There's winter. There's full spring. There's second winter. There's spring of deception. There's third winter. There's the pollinating, the actual spring, summer, hell's front porch, false fall, second summer, actual fall. Those
hell's
are the 12 seasons
porch.
Of Ohio.
Hell's Front Porch, that runs from about late July through most of August and sometimes into September.
Sometimes into September, yes. Yes.
Yes.
So there you have
hot
it, folks.
And humid over here.
Oh, yeah,
typically, July is full of some thunderstorms and often July 4th.
Well, I'm of the opinion since climate change is changing. Two full months of Halloween.
Two full months of Halloween, okay.
I'm for that.
Well, I guess there you go.
Yeah.
it's two full months of it, you can leave the decorations up.
Yeah, I mean, people leave their Christmas decorations up. Why not Halloween?
Some people do it year-round in their basement.
They do.
Well, anywho, I imagine people are getting over onto them their twitches.
Yep, and yeah, with that being said,
in the horrible horror, starring Gar, that ghoul guy.
Absolutely.
Our brother.
I too must be away, so I shall complete my final task of the evening with your kind permission.
Granted. Indeed. Permission granted. You may have the main stage.
Very good. And now allow me to introduce to you the schnozola that closed Parma. Mr. Durante, it's yours.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
It's time to say good night.
Good night.
We've had a few.
Here's
laughs,
the pickle.
And it's time for toodaloo. Arrivo, up we the same. And ink-a-tink-a-doo.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever.
Toodles.
Do you mind turning off the radio?